And let's go to one of our callers, Ann in Pikesville. Good evening, Ann. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Ann.
Shall I tell you my dilemma?
Yes, that's why I thought you called.
I had a cataract operation July of 09. Okay, it's now past over two years.
Mm-hmm.
When I went back to the doctor, I really wasn't able to see well at all. At the middle, through the middle of my eye, and I used to read the newspaper, and I thought perhaps, you know, something's happened. I know they had budget problems, and I thought that something happened to the middle of the print of the paper. Well, anyway, I finally went to a retina specialist. Well, what had happened, the doctor that had operated on me left a leak behind my retina, and I wasn't really able to see all the way. I have been treated for 2 years with medications, two medications, two times a day.
Mm-hmm.
I still have somewhat of a fog over my eye. Now, let me say this to you. I had macular degeneration prior to that, but just a mild case. I didn't have, you know, where I couldn't see. I could see fine.
Right.
With glasses, and now I could sort of see sometimes without, but I can't read that well without glasses. But I'm still taking the medication. I had been back to the doctor 15 times, that same group that I had previously gone to, and they couldn't find out what was wrong. And I felt like, you know, maybe there's something wrong with me, but it wasn't. It was what had happened to me during the surgery. And, I mean, I don't know that if I can be repaid for any medication or whatever, but I have been miserable. That's all I could say. And I don't know, you know, if I'm lost or whatever, and I can still have to continue taking the medication. I don't know for how long. I go to the doctor every three months, and sometimes I've had a problem in between with that, so I had to get back sooner. So
right.
I'm calling. My friend of mine suggested that I call to get some advice.
Okay, I'm glad that you're
doing so.
And I'm glad that you called. Let me ask you a few questions.
Mm-hmm.
This problem that you had after the surgery, is it something that you noticed right away, or did it happen over a period of time?
It was almost right away because I went back 15 times.
Okay. And
First of all, she had put high stitches, the upper part, she put stitches that had stayed in 2 months. And then the bottom, they just put dissolvable stitches.
Okay.
Okay.
Now,
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you another question, Ann. When you were going back to this doctor that did the operation,
yes,
what were they telling you they thought the problem was?
It was eventually going to get better, but it never got better. I had glasses made, and I couldn't see out of them, and still haven't picked up the glasses after 2 years. I went back to see if they could change it, and they told me to go. One of the young ladies that took care of me, because sometimes you see that person, you know, after you see the doctor, and she told me I should go to see a low vision specialist. Well, I didn't do it. I just went to the retina specialist.
Okay.
But, of course, the retina specialist will not say anything against anyone. You know, they don't do that. I know how doctors are. But that's it. But I still have the problem, whereas, I mean, I can see. Don't get me wrong with that department. I can see. But I can't. It's not painful or anything of that nature, but I still have films over my eyes and things like that. If I don't take, I take baby shampoo every day and wash the eyelids out, and then I put the two medications, and I take two medications. I take Acuvail twice a day, and then I take Restasis, but that's for the dryness, because it does get dry, and I use Sustain with that, all in combination of the three.
Okay,
and let Jonathan ask you a couple of questions right now.
Sure.
Okay?
Sure. Now, Ann, the second eye doctor that you went to, retina specialist who told you that there was a leak behind your retina?
There was a hole behind the eye, or a leak behind. That's why I wasn't. He sort of suspected. What he did, he took all these x-rays when I went to the other doctor. They didn't take any x-rays, only the time before I was going to be operated on to get the cataract operation. But
let me stop you there.
Let
me stop you there for a minute, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, did this the second doctor, the retina doctor, did he tell you that he thought that this leak behind the retina was as a result of the cataract surgery?
I think that's exactly what he said, but I don't know that he would own up to it because they don't want to get involved, and that I know.
No, I understand that, but
my nephew's in it. Excuse me?
Okay. I understand that he may not say that, or she may not say that later, but is that what the doctor told
that
you.
That was told to me, yes.
Okay.
There was something between and leak in the eye. That's why I wasn't able to really have my full sight. What scared me was that I couldn't read the paper, the middle of the paper.
Sure.
Okay, we can look. And I think Jonathan has a few more questions because I think he's got a pretty good handle on what your situation is. Let Jonathan ask you some questions, okay?
And let me actually, we probably only have time for one more because I'm going to ask you to call me tomorrow in my office. But has your macular degeneration gotten worse or has it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I don't think so because the doctor would have told me something. I think it's pretty stable.
Okay.
But I did want to tell you that first because that was, you know, it was there to begin with.
I appreciate that. Let me tell you what to do, Ann, because obviously we don't have enough time tonight to go into all the questions that we need to ask and answer.
Sure.
Would you call me in my office tomorrow?
I certainly shall.
You've been listening to 1-800-LAW-CALL. Please remember that proper legal advice depends on a complete analysis of all facts and circumstances. The legal advice given during this program is intended as general information only, and no attorney-client relationship is created with callers or listeners to this program.